Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the EFES Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe to the show on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Thanks for joining us today on the EFES Nation Podcast. This is episode number 30. I say it every time, I think. It's insane that we've already knocked out 30 episodes, or we're about to knock out the 30th. Who better as we get to like a round number instead of like 21 or 16 or something crazy? It's awesome to have Michelle Hilliker with American Amicable with us today. I've known Michelle for quite some time. So for those of you listening in, we're going to talk about our history of working together. We're going to talk about American Amicable, their history in the business. If you're listening in, you're a licensed agent and you sell life insurance, there's probably a good chance you know American Amicable. So we're going to dive into it. Michelle, I know you're all over the place in terms of traveling, going to see people. You got a lot of relationships. I am super thankful for you giving me some time today.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I like to be 30, you know, since I just turned 30. So that's a great, great episode as well. But thank you for having me on today. I'm excited.
Yeah, so we're going to kick it off with just kind of an introduction for our audience. I don't know the relevance of it or the importance to them listening in, but we're going to do it anyway. You and I have known each other for a long, long time, and I don't want you to punch me when I see you next because it's kind of like my wife if I ever forgot her birthday. How long have we been working together? How long has it actually been?
You know what? I think it's a little over 18 years now. So, wow. Like, a really, really, really long time.
Well, it's been a long time. It's been a lot of fun.
That's been a lot of fun.
Lots of work, lots of fun. We've been on some great locations, great trips together. 18 years, goodness gracious. Well, it's amazing that we're still young in the business, so hopefully we've got another 18 ahead of us. But talking about history and talking about our relationship, American Amicable and Equita have been doing business for, I think it's like almost 25 years, if I'm not mistaken. Does that ring a bell?
That I don't know off the top of my head, but I mean, that does sound right. I know it's been a really, really long time. And,
as a president of the company, I should probably know that, but I think I've got us right around 25 years, 24 years. So nonetheless, it's been one heck of a ride. We've gone through a lot together collectively, both companies, but I really want to spend today to spotlight, and I think it's important to kind of set the stage here, first insurance company on the podcast. That's a big deal.
That's right.
Yeah. So regardless of where you're listening in today, for those of you in the audience, whether it's on one of the many, many podcast platforms or you're catching the snippet, the highlight on YouTube, first insurance carrier on the podcast, who better? We love all of our insurance carrier relationships, but we've had some amazing guests on with us. Who better than to have American Amicable and Michelle Hilliker on for the first episode? So going back to my original point, today's purpose is to spotlight you guys at American Amicable. And I'm going to level set by saying this. When I was 22 years old, fresh into the business, got in at 21, I remember making a trip to Waco. And we went in and had an opportunity to meet the team over at the Alico building down in Waco.
Oh, yeah.
And the one thing that I took away, even at the probably the immature age of 22 years old, was I took away whenever we met somebody, a part of the team, as we were getting the tour, going around the office, like there are a lot of people who have been there a long, long time.
And, yes. You
know, like when you shake somebody's hand or you say hello, like obviously having been there now for a little bit, there's a lot of people who have been there for 15, 20 plus years. Is that, that's still the case, I assume, right?
It is. Yes. And I think it's really cool when, we do bring agents into the office. I'm a newbie. I've only been there a little over a year. But to hear all the different people say how long they've been there and everybody still loves working there, which I also think is great. So, but yeah, we have some oldies, but amazingly goodies. That have been there for a long time.
It's really cool that to me was kind of it just proved like that there's kind of it goes to the culture at American Amicable that
yes.
They, you know, people talk about how they care about their people. And then you see like you know, 37 people get laid off. I'm not saying that's happened with any of our relationships, but to the point, American Amicable genuinely cares about their people. You know, and that's that attitude reflects leadership. You know, Joe Dunlop, president, Darren Sliva. I mean, who does not love D1? Darren Sliva, you know, we call him Sliva Sleeve. Probably not the most professional name, but he welcomes it.
And he loves it. He loves it.
Just an amazing team that's over there. And you've been gracious since the departure from your former company. You've always spoke very highly of them. You've always said great things when asked. I know that because I've seen it publicly. What have you seen since joining American Amicable that's just been just phenomenal on your end?
You know, there's a lot of things. What's really important to me is relationships. And so when I joined American Amicable, I did know I was going to a company that really prided themselves on relationships as well. But it's one thing to know that happens, but it's another thing to see it in person. And like the very first day that I was at the home office, I walked in behind Mr. Sleeve to Sleeve into an office, and it was somebody I hadn't met before, and it turned out it was one of our executive vice presidents in underwriting. And he said, "Hey, I need you to open this case up, and if you could just go ahead and issue it, I talked to the agent, we're good." And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "We can do that?" And he's like, "Hey, you can't do it all the time." But the thing is, it is about relationships. It is about taking care of the partners that take care of you. You know, we do. And it's not just, you know, the people at the top. It's everybody all the way down. The underwriter, I call her on her cell phone if I'm in an office, and she literally is like, "What can I do for you? Who can I take care of? Because I know you're in an office." So she's going to do everything she can. She's going to drop what she's doing. And it's just really like that all over. And it's still a surprise to me every single day when I ask for something and somebody just jumps right on it and takes care of it, because they know I'm not asking for something unless it's important to an agent, an agency, an IMO. I'm not just asking for something for no reason. They know that it's something important. Relationships, it's important across the board. Just the service that's offered, you know, and I hear that a lot when I'm out in offices and doing trainings. And they know people's names. And I just think that's the most amazing thing when they're like, you know, I talked to Valerie Commission. She's amazing, you know, or talk to Karen in contracting, or I talk to Angie in new business. They know people's names and they remember them, and they're locking them up to me, which I always think is great. And I always bring that back to the team.
Well, you said a word that's very important to us here, which is probably why there's so much synergy between us and American Amicable: relationships. That was something and is something that continues to stand out. In every good relationship, there's good times, there's not so good times. We've had our not so good times with American Amicable, and I'm going to tell everybody listening in, don't take that as, "Oh, what's that all about?" It's just, the point is, you're not always going to get what you ask for, and, you know, that's in every good, healthy relationship. So the good times, the great times, have definitely outweighed kind of some of the turbulent times. I think that's helped strengthen our relationship over the years, the resolve between both parties to make this work. Not to make it sound like, for our listeners, like we're super difficult or high maintenance or something like that.
I mean, sometimes.
I mean, you guys kind of create a monster a little bit with how good your service is, which is what I want to get into. We do love the relationship, and I'm going to say that probably a million times on the podcast today. But going back to the relationship, you guys have, you mentioned the resources and how you guys take that relationship to heart for a company that's going to do, Michelle, correct me, I know I'm going to get it wrong, $120 million or something insane this year in life sales.
You better go way up, mister.
Am I back in like 2018 right now?
Yes.
Okay, $200 million in life projection. I do sit and marvel, though. Every time we're at the IMO summit or we're at a convention, which you guys put on one of the best conventions in the world. I do marvel, like sometimes when you're on these trips, you're in a great location, you're like, "Oh, we got to go to a business meeting." I actually like the business meeting. I do. Because we get to kind of see where did it level up to this last year. And unbelievable. It was at like $24 million, what, in like 07 or something like that?
Yes. We've had growth for the past 9 years, like large growth, up almost 20% a year. And I mean, this year is no different. You know, like it's just steady movement. I tell you, I'm hopping along with everybody else on the sales team out, seeing people in training. And I mean, the people in new business are like, we love it, love it. But whoo, we need a little bit of a break here. And we're like, sorry, there's not going to be a break anytime soon.
And it doesn't look like it. I mean, the growth path that you guys are on is insane. It's insane. That's the word that comes to mind. I don't want to say unbelievable because I don't like using that word. I try to get away from that because it is believable. We've seen it happening. But I want to touch on a few of the items that I think attribute to that. And you briefly kind of brushed over it as well. I want to talk about the service level that American Amicable provides, and then we can talk about products here in a minute. Products are products, even though they're
accepted. Products.
Yeah, yeah, and I love them. They're great. But I think the differentiator with American Amicable has been and still continues to be, you guys have broken the mold. You've kind of gone outside of the normalcy box of how you work with agency owners and agents to make their day-to-day easier, I'll say. And let's start with, it's just fun to talk about, the appeal process. Nobody does this. Nobody does this. And it's like, when an agent asks us, like, why you guys keep talking about American Amicable, why American Amicable? There's so many reasons. But one of the things that we always make sure is baked into that conversation is the appeals process. So when an agent writes a piece of business, and like with a lot of insurance companies, normal process, sometimes it's going to get kicked. There's dual meds. There's all kinds of stuff that are going to come up that occasionally get it kicked, you know, other than applied for. Let's talk about the American Amicable appeal process that the agent has and how that works. And just to level set on this, you guys, and I always butcher this, almost 80% of the time you guys are overturning decisions right now with an agent when they ask is like 70 something percent.
You do always get it wrong. It's about 85%.
I undersell every time on it.
It's important. I mean, just think about the fact that you're writing a case, and you know there are a lot of carriers that just have a strict, like, we're not going to take this business list. And I'm not saying we don't. We do have conditions we won't take. We have prescriptions we won't take. But then there's the other side. And this is why my token phrase, and I know I stole this from Darren, is the common sense underwriting. So it's not just a yes or no. We're gonna take a look at it. There's so many health conditions nowadays, and doctors just throw anything they can at it, like, as a prescription. So you could be taking a prescription, and it could be for anxiety. It could be used for, like, restless leg syndrome. It could be used for migraines. It's just all across the board. So when we're trying to underwrite it, we just see, hey, they're taking this prescription, and we're trying to figure out, like, what's the best course? What's the best offer that we can give to the client? And sometimes there's enough information in the background that we can just immediately give you the best decision. Sometimes we can't. And we're going to give you an offer, and you may go, don't really like that offer. And you think, well, I can just write it with so-and-so. Oh, man, they don't take that prescription. But instead of doing that, we'll maybe ask you a question at the end of our app to kind of clarify some information. And I always say, wait till you get your decision from us, because sometimes we did get you answering the question was all we needed, and then we can give you the decision. Now, if you don't get the decision and you're like, you know, I know it's this medication and I'm going to change this medication, I'm going to make a note on the comments that the agents can put in, and I'm going to say my client is taking this medication and it is for migraines, for example. Perfect. Underwriting's going to look at it and they're going to go, cool, 85% of the time. And it's going to be immediate instead of maybe return a premium or graded, just depending on what the condition was and the prescription. The same thing with declines, though, too. Like, your client has a health condition. This is an example of one I have. They had a skin cancer cream. A farmer, you know, I do live in Iowa. A farmer. So he got he just had, you know, like, went to the doctor. He actually had a health condition, and They're like, me and your Bert, you're out in the sun all day. They gave him a preventative cream, but it's a cancer cream. So it popped up that he had cancer. And the agent's like, hey, no, he doesn't have cancer. This is preventative. And it went from a decline to immediate approval. So those are the types of things. And that was an example of one I worked on with an agent. So they don't just say like, oh yeah, send it to us. We'll look at it. Like they literally look at it. I am happy to help with cases too. Like I can go in and see some stuff and just kind of talk through it with agents, but send us an appeal. Like give us the information you need to make the decision that you need.
And you don't just say that, like I help agents with these things. You literally did a couple yesterday. I know just selfishly for us that were kind of, hey, there's additional information that you guys need. And you got with the team and they took another look at it and they're like, you're right. And they issued the policies this morning. You literally do this on a daily basis.
Yes. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention any names or not, but somebody got a sweet case issued yesterday for, you know, $2,400 annualized premium that maybe wouldn't have got issued at another carrier because we had to finesse it just a little bit.
Yeah. And it's the great thing is, you know, reflexive questioning is awesome to have on an e-application. It's awesome. But
yes,
as we've talked about for years, as we've integrated technology, you guys, everybody involved, there is still a little bit of that human element that whether it's artificial intelligence that gets roped in or just logic that we have currently on these e-apps, the fact that you guys go that extra mile is so huge. And I think, my personal opinion, your service level, the relationships, and then some of the other items like this that we're going to talk about today, I think that's a big contributor to go along with exceptional product lineup. As why you guys are just always hitting massive growth rates. So talking about the appeal, we hit on that. Let's talk about another level of support, which I almost fell out of my chair, which I don't do often. It's easy to do for me, but I don't do it often. The chat, like, what are we, like, if I have a question about something and there's too many agents in our industry, there's a systemic problem with agents that have absentee uplines that don't help them with underwriting or they're just not around, so they're kind of left to their own. You guys have a really cool function in place right now where if you're on the spot with a client, you don't necessarily have to call in because we know that there's tons of apps coming in at American Amicable. There's only so many people to take phone calls. You guys said we want to still make sure we're supporting everybody. Tell me about this chat function because our agents that we work with love it.
Live chat is amazing. And I think we all just in general life, sometimes we'd rather just chat with somebody like a text instead of making a call. And I think as an agent, it's really important to have that opportunity because you're sitting with your client sometimes, right? Like in front of them and you're not sure if they are going to qualify. And so you're like calling like, the person sitting in front of me has this, this, and this, you know. Instead, you're testing, essentially, on live chat. So our risk assessment live chat is amazing. It's Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:45. That's all of our live chat hours. You're talking to an underwriter. You're not talking to a Michelle who's flipping through an agent guide trying to figure out, like, hey, do we take that condition or prescription? No, I don't know. You're talking to somebody who's actually issuing cases. So it's an underwriter who works the live chat. And the nice thing about live chat is it's really fast because you can do multiple live chats at a time. If you're on a phone call, you can only talk to one person at a time. So we're able to help more agents and it is a quicker process than being on a phone call. Live chat is where it's at. And it's not just for risk assessment. I know that that's what that you mentioned, but I'm just going to put a plug in for my other departments here quick. You know, new business and marketing support. If you have a question for anything prior to an application getting issued, you can reach out. So if you have a case pending and you can't figure out why, live chat it. You need a copy of a questionnaire, live chat. All of those things are available. And then customer service or client experience team, it's the same thing. You need a copy of a form. You want us to redraft a case. Anything like that, you can do through live chat. You do not have to pick up the phone and call. Live chat. It's amazing. Every agent that has done it and they use it all the time, they always tell me how amazing it is. And so fast. That's the other important thing.
I think you just coined something that's probably going to become a little bit of a fire starter in a good way within the walls of American Amicable, which is live chat is where it's at. I think that we're going to coin that phrase now in true Michelle Hilliker fashion. That's now your baby. And I think people are going to take off and run with that, because
let's write it down and
yeah, for sure. I as we segue, you guys have so many cool items within the walls of American Amicable. I want to segue to Product Spotlight. You guys, for those listening in, I'll tell you that American Amicable has been one of the most diverse partners that we've worked with in terms of their flexibility. They're kind of a Swiss Army knife carrier in terms of not just what they offer, but how you're able to work with them on products. They have a real developmental mind when it comes to carving out and building products. That's been historical. You guys listen. And this is one of the things I want everybody that's listening in to take away. You guys literally solicit feedback from your carrier, your IMO relationships. You listen to the agents. And if somebody comes in and says, hey, man, you guys, as good as you are, you'd be amazing if you took a look at possibly, you know, implementing this type of product. And I'll be dang, over the years, every time it seems like you guys, you listen to it. And then if it's viable, if it's something that's legitimate, you guys turn around and look at, you know, hey, what does it look like to build this out? So your product portfolio is vast. Let's talk about products. What product lineup does American Amicable offer today? We know about Final Expense, obviously. We're on the FS Nation podcast. But what other markets are you guys in?
Our term is right up there. Term, Safe Care term is one that is a big one right now that we've been talking about. So we have three other term products besides our Safe Care, but our Safe Care has the best of all of the products. So Safe Care, you can go up to $500,000 face amount, and there is no paramed exam. We don't really do paramed exams at AMAM. We're simplified issue, right? So we're looking at the app, height and weight chart, MVR, prescriptions, MID. So that's really what we're looking at to make the decision on the application. It has preferred, and it has return of premium writer on it as well. So it's a really slick app. If you take a look at it, you're still going to have that really easy application process like you do with any of our other products. And you still get a decision while you're sitting with your client, which is really important, I think, nowadays, because, you know, there's that like buyer's remorse, like, oh, I didn't get approved. Am I going to get approved? Or, oh, no, I do not want to do an exam. I don't like needles, you know. And plus, when anything like that, like the paramed exam and all that, it just takes so much longer for a case to get issued. Instead of just sitting with your client, writing them up, getting a decision, and skipping out to the car because, you know, your commissions are on the way.
Absolutely. And one other thing to throw into that that's massive for those listening in, on that simplified term product, the living benefits that you guys have baked into that is massive. In the simplified term space nowadays, if you're not utilizing living benefit products with simplified term, you're really kind of missing the entire equation there for the client. Your final expense product, which is what we harp on and talk a lot about. You were just on recently this week with our team, going over doing some training for some new agents that were on our morning call. The final expense product is about as cut and dry as it gets, and I say that in a good way. There's not a lot of ambiguous wording. There's not a lot of gray area. Which is why the agents love it so much, and which can make you guys a go-to company for so many people. That product is a senior choice. What other products does American Amicable have in the lineup? I know you guys are working on, I don't want to know if we're breaking news, but we can edit this out if needed.
It's out there.
You guys are working on a UL product right now?
We have an IUL that's going to be coming out later this year. I don't have a date. Man, I wish I did. People are ready to see what AMAM is offering with an IUL because they know it's going to be great. They know that it's going to be easy to use and it's going to be easy to get their clients approved. So that'll be coming out later this year. But we currently have an Express UL. So agents still have that opportunity to write UL with us. It's just a different type of product. So our Express UL is still out there. Like you said, our Final Expense is cut and dry. That's our number one product by far. I like to call our bread and butter product when I do training. Breaking records, Tina, my sweet Tina, in the home office, she sends out a report and she's like, hey, we broke a record again today for most apps. Hey, we broke another record. So we're breaking records like every single week for the amount of applications that are coming in across the board. So it's just an amazing, amazing time to be part of AMM.
Yeah, you don't break records from a sales perspective if you don't have exceptional products and exceptional people, no doubt. I want to talk a little bit about when we kind of segue from products and kind of stay around products, but diverse product portfolio, we've known that for years. One thing that I want to harp on real quick that you touched on for agents that are listening in, the importance level has to be maxed out for you as it pertains to instant decision at point of sale. You want to be able to have confidence. I'm going to drop a little training nugget on you. It's not anything groundbreaking, but I'm just throwing it out there to you. Making sure that you're utilizing products that are instant decision is essential. It's essential because you want to share that victory with the client. They just opened up, gave you a bunch of personal information after just meeting you for the first time, whether you had an appointment, you just showed up, whatever. Getting them that victory right then and there is big. And the fact that American Amicable has that on pretty much every product that they have rolled out is enormous. That victory is huge. So if you're listening in as an agent and you're selling products where you got to come back, and then you probably already know this, it's I got a bad decision back on Mary. I got to go back and see her. You know, that's part of the process when you deal with carriers that don't have instant decision. But think about your client a little bit. How fun is it for you, for them to celebrate right then and there that we got it approved, Mary. You're good. You're taken care of. That's a big win. So give them that peace of mind by utilizing instant decision products, which American Amicable obviously has a plethora of. Now I want to go to another little fun item here. It's not product related, but you got to be pushing some product to get there. I want to talk about Scotland. Historically, American Amicable has put on one of, if not the best trips I've ever been on, year after year after year. Getting to meet the event planning team, that makes total sense now. But goodness gracious, we were in Italy.
Some pasta.
Normally you're like, all right, I'm over it. Like, I want to get back home. Like, we weren't over it. We were totally okay with more of that. But yeah, the year before, Argentina. I mean, you guys just put on a trip every year for the producers, for the agency owners. Like, what's up with Scotland? Because everything looks like it's going to be amazing.
Scotland is such an amazing location, just with all of its history. And we are going to be at Edinburgh. And there's castles and there's the town. And I mean, you're like right in the middle of everything. So you could go hang out at some castles. You could go like on a gin tasting. That's, you know, gin is kind of their newest kind of thing in Scotland that they picked up. The architecture in this town is so cool. They have all these really cool different shops and places to go and see and to try out. The food there is amazing. The people are so nice and gracious. Sometimes it's a little hard to understand what they say, but I just sit back and enjoy it because it's so stinking cute talking to people from Scotland. But it's going to be an adventure. So whether you want to be a, hang out in town, do some shopping, see those types of sites, you want to go look for Highland cows. Chase, we're going to go look for Highland cows, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They are adorable.
I feel like Brittany might try to bring one home with her.
She almost did that one
for her.
Yeah.
Possibly. And Scotland is the home of golf for those who may or may not like golf. So lots of golf courses, beautiful, amazing golf courses. We have a lot of really, really fun stuff in store. Our event team is amazing, and they kind of let the cat out of the bag on a couple of things that they're going to do. And I know the agents are absolutely going to lose their minds on this trip. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm excited every year for the American Amicable trip. I'm excited this year because I know our group's going to be much bigger. And then also
much bigger.
And also, having been to Scotland last year, I'm excited, number one, where you guys picked location wise. We ventured over there. Edinburgh is amazing. As you said, the people are awesome. But knowing how you guys put on a trip, the way you just roll the red carpet out for the agents.
Literal red carpet.
Literally, you spoil them, which is awesome. You spoil all of us, which is amazing. But the qualification for a trip like this is, it's insane in a good way. Like, $95K-ish you paid to get there as an agent. And if you finish as a top agent in the top 25, you get an extra night, which is cool. You're Club 40.
Yes.
And at the same time, the location, I can't tell you if you're listening in right now, if you're sitting there and you've been pumping a lot of American Amicable and you're on pace, congratulations. You're going to love this trip. Food over there, meh, whatever, but it's still good. In Edinburgh.
You didn't eat at the right places, sir.
No. I was just going to say, in Edinburgh, it's amazing. Where we were up, which was a bit north, not so much, but the people are amazing. And the location you guys picked out, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And to your point about golfers, for all of you out there, if you're a golfer, there's a golf course, it seems like, everywhere you want to be. We were lucky enough to get on St. Andrews, which is, that was a bucket list item. But you can't go wrong just being, you know, picking any of the courses out there because it's just beautiful. So selfishly, for our team and all the agents that we work with, I'm excited about this trip. And because you guys just do it top notch, first class every single time. So listeners, there's still time. I mean, divide up $95K and issue paid premium over the next 4 months. Let's see what you got. But it's going to be a blast. Michelle, before we break, anything you want to throw out there to the audience as a parting shot? And, you know, before we break here.
I do actually have one quick thing. This is something that came out a few weeks ago. And this is something that we got feedback from agents that they wanted. And we put it together. So Julio Ortega, in my operations team, he put this together. And it is amamtools.com. So www.amamtools.com. And you can electronically look at prescriptions and conditions, which is super cool. So you don't have to have that agent guide. It's going to help you place business as well. You're like, do they take it? Do they don't? You know, not take it. So that's out there. And it also is training. So we talked about all of the different products that we offer. If you've only written final expense and you're like, some of those other products sounded cool, there's training out there, not only in English, but also in my Spanish speaking. There is Spanish, not me. But just really good information out there. So amamtools.com. That's kind of what I'd like to leave you with. Also, just the fact that we have been in business with Chase FS for such a long time. And I just think that it's important to say that we appreciate you, all of your team, your agents, everybody. The support that you give to us is important to us. It's not, oh, they're writing business with us. Great. How much did they write this week? That's not what we care about. We care about all of you individually as well, and the support that you bring to us. Thank you.
Well, that goes both ways. We appreciate you, the entire team at American Amicable. Anytime we have an event, you guys are the first one saying we're there. All right, how many agents are going to be there? We want to be there. We want to spend time with your people. And you just said it. I mean, every time we have a conversation, it seems like when I hang up with you, when I hang up with Darren, every time I see Joe, it's, hey, we appreciate your business. It's like, we appreciate you guys. So just awesome people to do business with. So that door swings both ways, and we appreciate you, Michelle, as always. You are the rock star. I will say this. For anybody listening in, if you are fortunate enough, and you know this already, that Michelle is your person at American Amicable, you're blessed. Michelle has put up with me for far too long. Like she said,
18 years.
That in itself, you get a medal of honor just for that. But absolute rock star in the industry, always has been, and thankful for our friendship and that we get to work together on a daily basis. So appreciate you.
Absolutely. I'm right back at you. It's always been a pleasure to get to work with you, get to know your family, Brittany, the kids, Reader, the dog. So it's great.
Good times. We're going to have to do this one again. And I think next time, what I'd like to do is bring on our number one agent with American Amicable, maybe do a little powwow session, maybe one and two to bring them in and just talk shop about, we could talk about how much we love American Amicable, but then I think bringing those two top producers in would be a lot of fun as well to get their perspective, and we could kind of peek in the mind of of a top producer writing a bunch of business with American Amicable.
I love it. I'm down anytime.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Michelle. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the EFES podcast. For more, visit EFESnation.com and subscribe to the podcast catalog on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.